Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees.
KATI, November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, coming to you on an HQ. November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, checked and clear.
Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good afternoon. 17 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees.
Now this is NADRL, the Sunny in Michigan Net is going to start shortly. Is there anyone who would like to jump in on the pre-net list? This is KC8YVF. This says KE8PCQ, Dave, Bay City. No traffic. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, Dave. Anyone else would like to join the pre-net list?
KDA-DAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
Yeah, good evening, Mini. Anyone else to join us tonight?
LNTN, in the know.
N8NPN, in and out. All right, we'll be starting regular check-ins in just a few minutes. Now, this is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call sign is N8ERL. I am in Saginaw County, and I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net group, I have KC8YVF Ron, KC8PCQ Dave, KD8PAZ Mini, and N8NTN Doug in and out. I will take check-ins from Echolink at this time. Correction, I will take check-ins that are short-time mobile or in and out at this time.
Kilo Delta 8 Delta X-ray, Howard, Thomas Township, in and out.
Okay, thank you, Howard. KD8DX, in and out. Good signal tonight. Any Echolink stations, please call now. And let's begin with regular check-ins. Please call. Okay, it looks like a short net tonight. Oh, beautiful day. A lot of stuff going on. Just a couple of things to chat about, I guess, is, well, U of M's making their way. They looked really strong. Also, we had great weather today. Temperatures in the 60s. Really nice. It looks like we're going to be in the 60s for the next couple of days, Monday and Tuesday, at least. And then maybe back down towards the end of the week, back down into the 30s and the 40s. Also, CQ WPX was going this weekend. I think conditions were very, very good. So I wonder if anyone had a chance to work any stations there. Ron, KC8YVF is first on the list with Dave DeFollow. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net. Shoot, I forgot all about the contest. I was busy doing stuff around the house yesterday and was gone for most of today. So, missed another one. Oh, well. For me, normal work week, Weekend, like I said yesterday, busy doing things around the house. And today we were out at my mother-in-law's old house. We got basically the last few things out of the house. The realtor is coming by tomorrow to take photos and that to get it up online for sale. So hopefully within the next few weeks, the house will be sold and the family will be clear of that one and be done with that. Final chapter in the life of my my in-laws. My mother-in-law passed away just 3 years ago. Father-in-law has been gone since 2006. But, yeah, finally getting the house cleaned out, everything done, and getting it up on the market. So that's what we finished up today. I also went over to Frankenmuth while we were out there. Went they had the camper show out at Kern Pavilion, so we walked through there for something to do. Kind of interesting what they can put in campers nowadays. from little tiny ones up to, you know, big fifth wheels and that. So nothing really extravagant, but it was kind of fun to walk through. I haven't been through one of those in quite a while. With that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron. That was a good day to be out, well, to be out, I guess. A lot of really interesting things coming out with campers these days. Getting too old to be able to work on a camper, get it set up, so on and so forth. So I guess I'll probably be doing hotel rooms. Dave, you are up next with many to follow. K8PCQ, go ahead.
N8ERL in the group. Well, thanks for doing the net, Dave. Nice to hear from you. And what a nice day it was. I got the winter cover off the fishing boat and got the covers off the utility trailer and got that all set, walked the dogs, and attempted to get on the World Wide W. And I got skunked this time. I tried for probably 45 minutes to make a contact on 20 meters, and I could hear them. They had good, excellent reports, and I couldn't get a contact. So, Ron, you missed it. Well, I attempted and missed it. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Yeah, okay, Dave. Well, it's interesting how that making contacts works. I know I've had occasion where I would break into, there might be like a small pileup. I could break into it fairly easily. And then the next station, which is probably a station not too far away from the other one, call and don't hear anything. Go to another station. Break into the pileup, if there is a pileup, fairly easy. Then the next station, no dice. It's kind of interesting. You kind of have to roll the punches, I guess, on that. And boy, you're right. You were right on a beautiful day today. I did not get a chance to work outside too much. Too much stuff going on inside. Thank you, Dave. Vinny, you are up next with. Let's see, I guess we'll be at the end of the list with you, Minnie. We'll make a call after that. KD8PAZ, been watching the puzzles, Minnie. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, AERL. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Ron and Dave. There's good to hear them in here tonight, and you also. Yeah, it's given up on the puzzles for a little while. I've done 20 of them already this year, so I thought I would lay off on them for a little while. But I have been shredding papers and stuff today, and I got a big 33-gallon bag almost full of them, so, and I still got three grocery bags to go. So other than that, I haven't been doing much. My granddaughter, she sent me a new Kindle, so I got to get a hold of my grandson so he can come down and get it programmed for for me. So other than that, been staying in the house. I did give the birds water today and fed them yesterday. So this is KDAPAZ back to NADRL.
Well, fine business, Vinny. I'm taking a break. And very good on getting the new Kindle. I was trying to think, as you said that, how long Kindles have been around. I used to buy books all the time. Boy, I haven't bought a book, and I don't know when. So fine business on all of that. Well, Doug, N8NCN was in and out, and Howard, KD8DX, was in and out. We're at the end of the list. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Please call. Okay, well, let's shoot back up to the top. Oh, before I do that, I just got a couple of quick comments, I guess, before we go to Ron. I was working a little FT8 today and was lucky enough to jump and get Central Kiribati Island today. I've worked the East Kiribati and the West Kiribati, but never the Central. And that's a new de-expedition that's been out there for a while, so happy to get them. And let's see, I guess I can't think of anything else worthwhile for me to say, so Ron, you go ahead.
Okay, Dave, thanks for doing the net. Yeah, not a lot more from me. I've been doing some 3D printing, making some drawers to go down in the shop. So using up some filament that way, I can get about two sets of drawers out of one roll of filament. So I've got two more to go. One's starting to print right now. I'm putting one of them up in the shop. We'll get it up after we're off the net here. And give me some more storage, at least, underneath the counters. I found a good one that was fairly strong in that on one of the maker sites. So tried a couple of different ones, settled on finally one of them to get some more storage in there. Can never have too much of that. And this week, a couple of things coming up. Thursday, April 2nd, is the Skywarn training out at the fire station, Thomas Township Fire Station, just down the road from you, Dave. That starts at 7 p.m. on Thursday. They're saying it runs about an hour and 15 to an hour and a half from what they did, the presentation they did at the Midland a couple of weeks ago. So this Thursday is the Skywarn training. Friday is the Saginaw Radio Club's monthly meeting. That starts at 7 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport. And then on Saturday at 8:30 is the Saginaw Club's breakfast. So a few things coming up this week. With that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to you. Have a good week, everyone. 73. We'll talk to you later. KC8YV up.
Okay, Ron. Very good on the Skywarn. FYI, I attended Midland, so I am caught up for another year. Also, Mike was out there, and who else? Gordy was out there, and I don't know if there's anybody else from Saginaw or not. So I won't have to, I kind of went to Midland because I remember last year we all pulled in where the Skywarn was supposed to be, and there was a big sign that said canceled, so I didn't want to take that chance being on my final year. Minnie, you are up next, and we'll be at the end of the list. KDAPAZ, go ahead.
You forgot Dave there.
Oh, thank you, Minnie. Okay, KEAPCQ. Dave, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, not a problem in ADRL. Rather short net tonight. I have to take my Skywarn next year. We had one in Bay City a year ago, so I'm good through the year. Other than that, thanks for doing the net, David. And everybody be safe and have a great week. K8PCQ, 73.
Okay, thank you, Dave, and I apologize again for skipping over you. Every once in a while, I do that, but Minnie's caught me a couple of times, helped me out with that. Now your turn, Minnie, K8PAZ.
Good evening again, NEDRL. This is KD8BAZ. I'm just keeping you on your toes there, Dave. Anyway, not too much more going on. Hopefully talk to some of you tomorrow night, and hopefully make it to the meeting on Friday night, seeing the stays light longer. So anyway, other than that, talk to you all later. This is KD8BAZ, back to NEDRL.
Okay, Minnie. Well, you have a great week. All right, Doug, N8NTN was in and out, and Howard was in and out. That puts us down to the bottom of the list. Just one more comment. The Michigan QSO party is coming up in a few weeks. Dave, WADW, and I are thinking about doing something a little bit different. Maybe if Dave is on the net tomorrow night, he can talk a little bit more about that. But that is coming up. No more comments from me. Let's just make one more call. Is there anyone else who'd like to make any? I'd like to join our Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net and make some comments. Please call. Are there any other comments or rechecks? Okay. Well, very good talking to everybody tonight. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 6 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is David at ADRL. This net is now closed at 7:16 local time, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. Have a good week, everyone. 73.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours, clear, 52 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 52 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 49 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 49 degrees.